in your opinion, what's kind of the mindset in bringing Phil Deneau over from Montreal Canadiens when you have Kopitar there too, as well?
Yeah, I think it's just to take off a little bit of the defensive responsibility load that is placed on the shoulders of Andre Kopitar every year. Last year is a great example. I know it was a shortened season, but even with that, the amount of hard minutes that Andre's been forced to play, you know, he had a great start to the season, numbers offensive, but we all knew it was going to slide because he just logged so many hard minutes. So with Phil Deneau coming over, I think it gives Andre a chance to play the same amount of minutes, but maybe in different areas. So at the end of games, he has more to give offensively. At the end of a season, he has more to give offensively. And you have someone in Deneau who can take care of those defensive responsibilities. Andre will still do that, but not as much.
What about as far as the impact these two veterans will have on some of their young centermen coming up, including Quinton Byfield?
Yeah, I think certainly when you look at Byfield and you look at Kopitar, they're kind of the same build. You know, left shots, big guys, those types of things. I think Deneau would certainly be able to help out with face-offs, even more so than Andre, although Andre is no slouch in that area. It's just that Deneau is so much more. You know, the percentages are higher, and, you know, shorthanded situations, defensive zone face-offs, all of those. So I think certainly the Kings are thinking from a bigger picture standpoint that, yeah, they have a huge prospect pool that most everyone around the NHL, the independent sources, say the best prospect pool in the entire league. But at the same time, you've got to mentor those kids. And with a Kopitar, Deneau, then you have a Byfield, you have Kupari, you have Turcotte, you have all these young kids. They get a chance to learn from those guys.
The addition to Victor Arvidsson, what does he bring that the team was lacking in recent seasons?
Yeah, a guy who will shoot the puck a little bit more. And maybe for the first time in a long time, you know, someone to play with Andre Kopitar that is actually, you know, considered a finisher, a shooter, not afraid to, you know, take that chance and get it on net. Not worried about, you know, looking selfish. Just get it on net. And I think that's a pretty good fit for Andre because Andre likes to distribute. And, you know, with Kopitar, he's carried the load offensively, but he really hasn't been placed what you would call a sniper. Now, I'm not putting Arvidsson in the 40-goal category, the 50-goal category, but certainly a guy that's willing to shoot, has a good shot, and that's something the Kings need.
He also feels a bit like a Todd McClellan type player. Like, he's a guy that, I don't know, not to be cliche, but he brings energy to any line he's playing on. And is that something that maybe they were lacking in recent seasons?
I think, yeah, like from the confidence standpoint, and understandably so, because a lot of the players that are in there were just kind of stopgap measures or younger players that are just learning. Now you have a guy who's proven it before, he's done it before. He's produced offensively, but like you're touching on, he brings a little jump there. He brings a little quickness, darting in and out, those types of things. And once you get to the offensive zone, I think that's something the Kings have lacked in the last little while where, you know, in one-on-one situations, they don't necessarily have a guy that can beat you. And I think with Arvidsson, he's that type of guy with his quickness and the darting in and out, he can beat you one-on-one.
Talking to Jim Fox, talking all things LA Kings. You know, Dustin Brown's been there a long time. It's the last year of his contract. How do you see, you know, maybe this, he's really had a nice bounce back season. How does this play out with a guy who's, you know, going into his 37th year birthday at some point this next year?
You know, Dustin really, he kind of changed his game a little bit last year. And I know it's very difficult to teach an old dog new tricks, but he just concentrated more of getting to the blue paint. And believe me, 85% of his goals were one-foot tap-ins, crash on a rebound, jump on a loose puck, those things. And I think he concerned himself less with beating someone with wide speed or making a one-on-one move. He just get to the front. And it worked on the power play. It worked even strength. And it's something that he's been working on. So, I think that Dustin is the type of player that, well, first, you know, you have to say his number will be up in the rafters at Staples Center when he decides to hang it up. But, again, the way he brought it last year, he's lost a little weight over the last couple of years, so not looking to be as bulky and as physical, but more just getting speed and quickness to the net. And if he keeps doing that, even though he is getting older, the way he's restructured his game and restructured his body, maybe he could be successful.
You get a chance to watch Drew Doughty, you know, his whole career. He is getting a little bit older, but, you know, many people, specifically in the analyst community, you know, beat him up just where his game's at. What do you see from, you know, a guy who's been a really good defenseman for a long time in Drew Doughty?
Well, if anyone beat him up for play last year, they should retire and get out of the business, because Drew Doughty, again, I think was considered a top 10 defenseman last year. He did struggle the year before because he was placed into a situation he probably never had gone through before, which was being a mentor to young players and at the same time making sure your game doesn't slip. His game did slip a couple of years ago, but it was one of those where he's just trying to do too much. It wasn't because he couldn't get there anymore. It wasn't because the foot speed was gone. It wasn't because the energy was gone. It was because he was trying to do too much. Last year he settled down. He was productive. He was efficient. And I would consider the critique on Drew Doughty to be passé. You're not watching the games. I wouldn't blame a lot of people because last year it was so segmented with the division structure and you don't necessarily get to see everyone. But if you did get a chance to see Drew Doughty, you knew he was right back to where he was before.
You know, there's some older players back there with, you know, Doughty. They bring in Edler, Ole Mata, and Matt Roy are kind of in between their careers. But, you know, what can be expected from some of the younger D-men, like a Michael Anderson or a Tobias Bjornfoot?
Yeah, Anderson is a stay-at-home type of guy. You're not really going to notice him, but he's going to play in the NHL for 15 years. He is. He's just that smooth. He's that solid. Yeah. He's going to be a defensive guy that you just count on that way. I think Bjornfoot has a similar type of skating style, similar type of body style. I think Anderson has a chance to be a little bit bigger, a little bit thicker. Bjornfoot will probably have more of a free-flowing type of game. And that's something that the Kings want him to keep progressing in that area. You know, you're younger, you make a mistake, you get caught out of position, and all of a sudden you're feeling, oh, I can't do it again. I think the Kings will be pushing Bjornfoot to push that envelope, to keep going. You're going to make a mistake here and there. You might make a bad read here and there, but let's not worry about it now. 2 or 3 years down the road, when you learn through your mistakes yourself, you're that much better. I don't think they want to hold him back. I think they just want to let him go and see how he can learn himself how to make sure he's as efficient as possible at the NHL level.
Jim Fox joins us, breaking down the LA Kings this afternoon on the Jason Gregg Show on TSN 1260. I am Jason Strebick, and it's just after 2:50. You know, outside of the two D-men I mentioned, Anderson and Bjornfoot, are there any other young defensemen coming, or is this kind of it for the next little while?
No, they have some defensemen coming up in college. You know, they have Cale Clegg, who's still in the organization. You know, who's that type of guy that's just, he's maybe a tweener. You're not sure of where his strength is going to be. Certainly has an offensive mindset. I would say the Kings, that's an area where they've really refurbished over the last little while here, last couple of years. Now, I do think, you know, for instance, bringing in a guy like Edler, I think, first of all, it's because of size. Because I think, if anything, back on the blue line, the Kings have been caught with the same type of defenseman, which is a little bit more mobile, which nowadays is okay, right? That's the modern-day NHL defenseman, more mobility than physicality. But I still think you need a mix, and I think that's what the Kings are looking for. But I think they're solid again. They know, I think the Kings understand, they're not going to be contending for a Stanley Cup here this year or next year, but it's going to give a chance for those young defensemen to, again, you know, just learn from mistakes. Go that way. You know, you want to make the playoffs, and the Kings feel they have a chance of making it because the Pacific's not necessarily the strongest division. But at the same time, it's more about individuals and how they're going. So I think overall, I think the D are probably a year ahead of the defensemen, the forwards. I think the forwards, as far as prospects, top end, probably have a higher ceiling, but they're probably too young right now to see that ceiling. But I think the Kings are pretty comfortable with the D and the mix, especially, again, with a guy like Edler coming aboard, play 14, 15, 16 minutes a night, just take care of things, and have those younger guys watch him a little bit too.
One last one for you. We kind of end where we started with Quinton Byfield. You know, he's a player that, you know, I've known for a little while, watched him play. He's a lot of fans of his in my house with my own kids who play hockey. So, you know, what would be the next step for him this season, Jim, with the Kings organization?
Yeah, that's a great question. I you know, there's always that, oh, you're trying to balance the, you know, is he getting enough quality ice time and enough quality situations? As far as I'm understanding right now, he would be able to play at the American Hockey League level, which would be a change in the rules due to COVID and things of that sort, where he played last year. Normally, he would have to go back to junior or the NHL, nothing in between. So if he does have the opportunity to play in the American Hockey League, I think that puts it into a difficult situation. The one thing you know with Byfield, just from instantly watching him, you know he has the skill level. For a big man, his foot speed is outstanding. It's elite that way. The way he handles the puck and the way he can move for a big man. He'll have to understand battle situations a little bit more, that, you know, the puck's not necessarily going to be on your stick all the time. You might have to go get it every once in a while, more so than you did at a junior level. Those types of things, of course, anything in the defensive zone, body positioning, you know, just the anticipation factor of learning the game at the speed that the NHL has played at. So it's still, I think I still put him in an experimental stage right now where they're just trying to figure it out. I think that they would hope that he would play at the NHL level and play 15 minutes a night. If they can get that out of a third-line center for Byfield, I think that'd be a great position. If not, he'll be at the American Hockey League playing 25 minutes a night.
Jim, I know your summer is not quite over, but thanks for taking some time with us today as we get queued up for what training camp starting in, let's say, 3 weeks.
All right, Jace, yeah, strap them on again. Get ready to go out there.
I love it. Okay. Thanks a lot.